失智症是全球老龄化社会面对的最严峻的疾病之一。
Senile dementia is one of the most serious diseases facing the aging society in the world.
过去30多年来
Over the past 30 years,
Alzheimer 一直是全球投入最大医学研究的领域之一。
Alzheimer has always been one of the fields with the largest investment in medical research in the world.
根据世卫组织统计
According to the World Health Organization statistics,
目前全球约有5500多万名失智者患者。
Currently, there are approximately 5.5 million dementia patients worldwide.
其中60%到70%属于阿尔茨海默，无数的实验室。
Approximately 60 to 70% of the cases are related to the use of Hammer in various laboratories.
药企和科研机构持续投入。
Pharmaceutical companies and research institutions continue to invest.
希望找到真正有效的解药。
I hope to find a truly effective cure.
20年前，还记得我第一次听到阿尔茨海默这个病研究的一个突破。
20 years ago, I remember the first time I heard about a breakthrough in the study of the disease of Hammer.
发现的词叫桃蛋白。
The discovered word is peach protein.
当时整个医学界，尤其是脑科学界。
At that time, the entire medical community, especially the field of neuroscience,
随着揪出桃蛋白这个元凶啊。
With the culprit, the peach protein revealed.
科学家们都感到非常的振奋啊。
Scientists are very excited.
因为随着分子生物学
Due to the development of molecular biology,
脑影像学和神经科学的发展
The development of neuroimaging and neuroscience,
大家相信只要是沿着桃蛋白这个研究方向继续深入
I believe that as long as we continue to research and delve into the field of peach protein,
那么距离真正的理解并且解决阿尔兹海默病的发病机制，好像只剩下最后的临门一脚了。
Then the true understanding of masses solution to Alzheimer's disease seems to be only a matter of the final step.
所以当我今天才看到一条2024年早已公布的关于桃蛋白研究造假这条新闻的时候。
So, when I saw the news about the 2024 research fraud on peach protein that was already published, I was surprised.
深感意外。
Surprised.
2024年的时候呢
In 2024,
美国国家卫生研究院 NIH 官方发布新闻
The National Institutes of HealthNIH of the United States has officially released news.
该机构的前国家衰老研究所神经科学部门的负责人 Eliza Maslia 被认定存在研究不端行为。
The former head of the National Institute on Aging's Neuroscience Department, Eliza Maslia, has been found to have engaged in research misconduct.
科学杂志调查发现
Scientific magazines have found that
马斯利亚博士呢长期发表的大量的论文中
In Dr. Maslier's extensive body of published works
存在着试验图
There are experimental images
片重复使用
Reusing
修改标注等等
Modify annotations and so on
一系列的学术造假问题
A series of academic fraud issues
紧接着 Nature 自然杂志也撤回了 Maslia 博士
Following that, the journal Nature also retracted the article by Dr. Marshall
一篇关于2006年发表的那篇著名论文
a famous paper published in 2006.
这篇论文呢，提出了就是阿尔法、贝塔、56的蛋白聚集体可能与记忆损伤有关。This
paper proposes that the protein aggregates of alphabet 5, 6 may be related to memory damage.
他的这一篇论文深刻地影响了此后20年的研究方向。撤稿的声明就指出了说他的部分关键实验室图片存在着无法接受的数据处理问题。This
paper had a profound impact on the research direction in the following 20 years. The retraction statement pointed out that some of his key laboratory images had unacceptable data processing problems.
对于普通人来讲，For
ordinary people,
最容易产生的误解是阿尔兹海默病的研究。The
most common misunderstanding is about Alzheimer's research.
是不是走错了路呢？
Are you lost?
桃蛋白是否并非罪魁祸首呢？
Could it be that the peach protein is not the culprit?
事实上并非如此。
Actually, it's not.
截至今天,
As of today,
无论是对患者的尸检结果,
Whether it's the autopsy results for patients,
脑脊液的检测,
Spinal fluid detection,
还是近年来快速发展的陶PET分子影像技术，都持续地证明陶蛋白异常聚集的确与认知能力下降之间存在着明确的关联。Recent
rapid developments in peach PET imaging technology have also consistently demonstrated that abnormal aggregation of peach proteins is clearly associated with cognitive decline.
桃蛋白依然是全球药物研发的重要靶点之一。Peach
protein remains one of the important targets for drug development worldwide.
但这条新闻真正令我关注的是,
But what really caught my attention about this news is
科学研究,
Scientific research
对于时间和金钱的消耗,
Regarding the consumption of time and money,
阿尔兹海默病药物研发的往往是需要10年以上的时间。The
development of Alzheimer's disease drugs often takes more than 10 years.
单个项目投入就可能高达数亿美元。A
single project can cost several hundred million dollars.
具有重大影响力的论文。A
highly influential paper.
不仅会影响科研的经费走向,
This will not only affect the direction of scientific funding,
也会影响无数的年轻的研究人员,
It will also affect countless young researchers,
未来数年的研究方向,
Research directions in the coming years.
这一篇旧新闻的报道就指出了,
This old news report pointed out that
因为这位科学家的造假论文直接或间接影响了近20亿美元的相关领域的投资。Because
the scientist's fabricated paper directly or indirectly affected the relevant fields worth nearly $200 million.
好消息是,
Good news is,
新的工具也正在不断地涌现。New
tools are constantly emerging.
2021年 DeepMind 发布的 AlphaFold 在蛋白质结构预测领域取得了重要突破。In
2021, DeepMind's AlphaFold achieved a significant breakthrough in the field of protein structure prediction.
近年来,
In recent years,
越来越多的研究团队开始利用 AI 人工智能分析陶蛋白。
More and more research teams are starting to use AI artificial intelligence to analyze the protein.
Beta 淀粉
Starch
样蛋白以及其他的神经退行性的疾病相关机制。
Lung protein and other neurodegenerative diseases related mechanisms
希望能够缩短药物的研发周期。
I hope to shorten the drug development cycle.
提高发现新靶点的效率。
Improve the efficiency of discovering new patients.
截至目前。
As of now.
阿尔兹海默这个病的谜题仍然未被人类解开。
The mystery of RS, Hammer disease, has not yet been solved by humans.
但无论是神经科学的持续积累。
However, whether it is the continuous accumulation of neuroscience,
还是人工智能对生命科学研究的深入
deepening of artificial intelligence and life science research,
都在帮助人类更准确地接近答案
all help humans to get closer to the answer.